الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقال تعالى فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected علماء اكرام elders and brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ O believers, enter into Islam completely. O believers, enter into Islam completely. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. If we analyze the verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers, those who believe, to enter into Islam. Completely. We can gauge and understand from this that Iman, believing, is a different thing and Islam is something totally different altogether. Believing is something else and Islam is something else. Believing only means to accept that there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Islam thereafter means to submit oneself to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this verse of the Quran Sharif. That all believers enter into Islam completely. All mu'mineen become muslimin completely. It is the same word Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses when he explains the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam to become a Muslim, أَسْلَمَ يُسْلِمُ to submit himself, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam submitted himself to the Lord of the worlds. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ He said, I submit myself to the Lord of the worlds. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ About Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. That when he submitted himself, when he and his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, submitted himself to the Lord of the worlds. So this is one of the lessons that we have to learn. And I just want to go through a few lessons in this limited time that we have. A few lessons that we have to take from the Qurbani. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into the world, has given us different opportunities to take different lessons from all the works of deen, from the heavens and the earth, from the alternating of night and day. From everything that we see around us, there is a lesson that we have to draw. Similarly, from the day of Qurbani, from the sacrifice, there is a very, very important lesson that we have to take. And if we take these few lessons, inshallah, we'll become successful in this world and the hereafter. So the very first lesson that is there to learn from this Qurbani is that one of the objectives in our life is to become proper Muslims. Because that is what a Muslim means. A Muslim means the one who has submitted himself, the one who puts his head down before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it conforms to his whims and fancies, whether it conforms to his desires, whether it conforms to his intelligence. A Muslim is a one who submits himself to the Lord of the worlds. So that is the very first lesson that we have to learn from this Qurbani. The next lesson, that is probably the greatest lesson that we can take from this Qurbani, is the fact that deen is not something that is based on our intelligence. Deen is not something that has to conform with our logic. Deen is not that. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that لو كان الدين بالرأي, had deen been based on logic and intelligence, لَكَانَ أَعْلَى الْخُفِّ أَوْلَى مِنَ الْمَسْحِ مِنْ أَسْفَلِهِ, that the leather sock that we wear, we should have made masa at the bottom of the leather sock rather than the top of the leather sock. Had deen been based on our intelligence and logic, because it is the bottom of the leather sock that gets messed and gets dirty, but we make masa on the top. So this is the lesson that we have to learn from this Qurbani. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, at a very, very old age, after years and years and literally decades of dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a child, with a son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. And then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam is commanded that now you take this son that has just become of age and is running around and helping the father. It has become the child, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu was salam. After years, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was in his 90s, he was blessed with the son. And when the son became of age and running around and starting helping the father, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him that now you slaughter your son. Now it is easy to say from the mimbar, it is easy for us to hear, but it is not an easy task to do. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam is commanded now to slaughter his son. Had it been one of us, we would have probably asked that what is the reason, O Allah, that you are commanding us to slaughter our sons? What is the wisdom behind it? As we say in many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what is the wisdom behind keeping a beard? What is the wisdom behind not watching television? What is the wisdom behind protecting our gazes? What is the wisdom behind keeping our pants above the ankles? What is the wisdom behind not looking at even some of our family members from whom parda is wajib? What is the wisdom behind all these things? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, look at what he is being commanded to do, to slaughter his son, something which is totally irrational, which is unlogical, which one cannot accept. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam says, Aslamtu li rabbil alameen. I submit myself to the Lord of the worlds. I submit myself to the Lord of the worlds. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam did not ask, what is the wisdom in that? What is the wisdom in that? No, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam did not ask that. So that is a very, very important thing to learn, for us to learn. At present, we want to look for the wisdom in everything. We want to see the logic in every work of deen. But deen is not based on our logic. Everything in deen is logical. But it does not mean that if we do not accept it or we do not understand the logic in it, then we are exempt from following that command of deen. It does not mean that. But we have the right to ask, yes, what is the wisdom behind it? Or what is the proof behind this injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But if we do not understand the logic behind it, if we do not understand the wisdom behind it, we still have to follow it as Muslims. That is the sign of a Muslim. Aslamtu li rabbil alameen. And thereafter, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, he also said that inni, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam asked his son after seeing the dream that inni ara fil manami anni adbahuk fanzur madha tara, that oh my beloved son, I have been commanded to slaughter you. I have been commanded to slaughter you. What is your view and your opinion about it? He is asking his son, not so that if his son has a different opinion, he will not carry out with it. The Mufassirin write, but to see and test what the level of the iman of that son was as well. A little child, perhaps 7 to 10 years old, he says, Ya abat if'al ma tu'mar. Oh my beloved father. He also, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, did not ask, what is my sin? What sin have I committed?
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding that I be slaughtered. No. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam did not ask, what is the wisdom in being commanded that I be slaughtered? What is the logic behind it? No. Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh my beloved father, do what you have been commanded to do. Do what you have been commanded to do. And thereafter, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam takes his son, and the Quran captures the incident and says, Falamma aslama, when they two submitted themselves to the Lord of the worlds. Falamma aslama, when they two became proper Muslims. Watallahu lil jabin. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turned Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam on his face, on the face side down, and began running the knife on his throat. On the throat of his beautiful son. So that is the first lesson that we ought to learn from this Qurbani. The deen is not based on our intelligence. It is not based on our logic. It is not based on common sense. Everything in deen is logical. Everything in deen, there is some wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent it down to us. But if we do not understand that, it does not mean that we are exempt from following that injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the very, very first lesson that we have to learn. The second lesson that we have to learn from the Qurbani is that it is all about sacrifice. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed his desire. He had a desire. He had a goal in mind. He wanted to see that apple of his eye. He wanted to see that coolness of his eye grow up into a young man and then into a... He wanted to see that child grow up. But before the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed his desire. That was his desire. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, before the hukam and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed that desire of his. Similarly, today we have many, many desires. We have many, many desires that are not in conformity to the Quranic conjunctions, that are not in conformity to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that are not in conformity to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we put that knife on the throat of the animal, that will be something that is very, very easy. But to put the knife on our desires, the throat of our desires, is not something that is easy. It is something that is very, very difficult. But that is the lesson that this Qurbani is teaching us. Khud apni rai pe chalne ko pairvi nahi kehte. Khud apni rai pe chalne ko pairvi nahi kehte. Ghulami nafs ki karne ko bandagi nahi kehte. That to just practice upon one's own desires, whatever we feel is right, whatever we want to do, to practice on that is not following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghulami nafs ki karne ko bandagi nahi kehte. To follow every desire of ours, whether it be halal or haram, this is not what we call servitude and being the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not servitude. So that is the second lesson that this Qurbani is teaching us. To sacrifice our desires, how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the mother of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, how they sacrificed their desires before the hukam and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should sacrifice our desires before the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our heart says that we watch a certain television program, but the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it is full of filth, or it has music, or it has faces that we are not supposed to be looking at, then in front, whatever our heart desires will be sacrificed because of the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our heart desires that we give and take interest, if our heart desires that we cheat so and so in our business transactions, then because it is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sacrifice that heart's desire, no matter what benefits and fruits it might reap in this world. We sacrifice that before the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next lesson that we learn is the lesson of death. The lesson of death, that these animals, beautiful, young, healthy animals, that will be running around and have probably been running around in the gardens for the last few days, We have been seeing them. Today, after the Qurbani, many of them will be slaughtered. Many of them will be slaughtered.
Kai baar humne dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha, muattar kafan tha.
Jo qabre kohan unki ukhri to natare kafan tha, na uzve badan tha. Just as those animals will die, there will be no more movement from them. One day, each and every one of us will be carried to the qabristan. There will be no movement from us. That is another lesson that we have to learn and we have to take. We carry so many janazas on our shoulders, but we fail to realize and understand. Or at least we know that one day we are going to die. But the yaqeen, the certainty and the reality of death is not being portrayed by our actions. The reality of death is not being portrayed by our actions.
So these are a few lessons that we ought to learn from the Qurbani. Just very briefly, another lesson that we can take from the Qurbani is that love demands, when we say that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then love demands that we obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam without worrying about what the end result will be. Many of us worry and are concerned that if we give up our haram activities, if we give up going to the nightclubs, we give up going to the rave clubs, we give up watching the television, we give up illicit love relationships, we give up listening to music, all these things, if we give up, then our life will become boring. In other words, we are worried and concerned about what the end result will be. What the end result will be. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was commanded to slaughter his son, he did not know at that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute his son for a ram. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not know. He did not worry about what the end result is going to be. A lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not worry about what the end result of something is going to be. Jo aagaz mein fikr anjam hai, tera ishq shayad abhi kham hai. Jo aagaz mein fikr anjam hai, tera ishq shayad abhi kham hai. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Pratapgari rahmatullah alayhi says that if in the beginning we are worried and concerned about what the end result is going to be, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is then indeed very, very deficient. Our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is then indeed very, very deficient. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon whatever has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to take the true lessons from the Qurbani. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the problems, the difficulties and the calamities that are surrounding the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all parts of the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها سرها وعلانيتها ما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولوالدي والدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most kind Allah, My most forgiving Allah, My most compassionate Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of our sins. Oh Allah, the sins of our eyes, forgive them. The sins of our hands and feet, forgive them. The sins of our heart and mind, forgive them. Oh Allah, the sins that we commit in the light of day, forgive them. Oh Allah, the sins that we commit in the darknesses of night, forgive them. Oh Allah, each and every one of our sins, forgive them. Oh Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh Allah, we are sinners that are turning towards you in repentance. Oh Allah, we are sinners that are turning towards you in repentance. Oh Allah, we have made up our firm determination and we have made up our mind that we are not going to turn towards our evil ways and sins again. Oh Allah, you forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that you dearly love the forgiveness of the sinners when they turn towards you in repentance. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna, fa'afu anna, fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sinners when they turn towards you in repentance. Oh Allah, we are turning towards you in repentance. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of our sins. Oh Allah, even if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, forgive them. Oh Allah, even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, forgive them. Oh Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, forgive them. Oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to forgive our sins. Oh Allah, you are extremely kind. You are extremely merciful. You are extremely beneficent. Oh Allah, your fazal and your rahmat knows no bounds. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of our sins. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to mend our ways. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to take the path that leads to you, to take the path that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, protect us from all types of sins. Oh Allah, protect us from all types of sins. Oh Allah, protect us from the evils on the television. Oh Allah, protect us from the evils in our society. Oh Allah, protect us from the fitnas that are lashing against us from all sides. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah. Give us the tawfiq to do those actions that will be pleasing to you. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to do those actions that will be pleasing to you. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to do those actions that will be pleasing to you. Ya Allah, apna qurb naseeb farma, apni marifat ata farma, apna yaqeen naseeb farma, taqwa wali zindagi ata farma, ikhlas ki daulat se mala mal farma. Ya Allah, ihsani kaifiyat ata farma. Oh Allah, grant us your qurb, grant us your marifat and recognition. Grant us your love, O my beloved Allah. Grant us ikhlas and sincerity in all our actions. O Allah, grant us the quality of ihsan, O my beloved Allah. كأن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Oh Allah, grant us the reality of that, Oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, make us ours and become. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ab har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq and give us the realization to get the reality of that labbaik that the hujjaj are saying. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Oh Allah, there is no one who is worthy of worship besides you. There is no one whose command is worthy of being followed besides your command. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the reality of this labbaik. This is what this labbaik means, Oh my beloved Allah. Allah, give us the reality of this labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Oh Allah, accept our qurbani on this beautiful day of Eid al-Adha. Oh Allah, accept the hujjaj. Oh Allah, accept the hajj of the hujjaj. Allahumma ja'al hajjahum hajjan mabrura, wa sa'yan mashkura, wa dhanban maghfura, wa tijaratan lan tabur. Ya alima ma fi sudur, akhrijna min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur, akhrijna min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Oh Allah, the remaining arkan of hajj that are left, Oh Allah, make it extremely easy and safe for all the hujjaj to carry out those ahkam. Oh Allah, bring the hujjaj back home to their home, to their family safe and sound. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts, Oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, remove evil and malice from our hearts. Remove envy and jealousy from our hearts. Oh Allah, remove all types of sins from our hearts, Oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, what have we made of our hearts?
ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. Oh Allah, how long are we going to continue with our sinful ways? Oh Allah, we have made up our mind on this day of Eid al-Adha to change our ways. Oh my beloved Allah, you accept us and you grant us the tawfiq. Oh Allah, even if we do not want to become yours, Oh Allah, with your quwwat ajabs, take us to you. Oh my beloved Allah, even if we do not want to become yours, even if we do not want to obey your commands, Oh Allah, you pull us towards you and you make us obey your commands. Oh Allah, you pull us towards you and you make us obey your commands. Oh Allah, you pull us towards you and you make us obey your commands. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who are sick amongst us and have any type of illness amongst us, oh Allah, grant them shifa. Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardha al-muslimin. Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardha al-muslimin. Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardha al-muslimin. Oh Allah, those who are suffering any type of difficulty financially, oh Allah, remove their financial problems and difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are suffering any type of worry, concern, tension, any type of difficulty, oh my beloved Allah, remove their difficulties and problems and calamities. Oh Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering all over the world. Oh Allah, especially in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Palestine, in Lebanon, in other parts of the world, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, grant the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory over the kuffar. Oh Allah, grant the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory over the kuffar. Oh Allah, we know that it is because of our own sins that we are being battered from pillar to post. Oh Allah, we know that it is because of our actions that these calamities are befalling us. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to mend our actions. And you, oh my beloved Allah, grant victory to the Muslims. Oh Allah, open the eyes of the kuffar and the enemies of Islam to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. But oh my beloved Allah, if they have made up their mind that no matter how much they see the beautiful teachings of Islam, they are going to continue with the torture of Muslims, then oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Ad and Thamud. Ya Allah, cause gale force winds to shake them up. Oh Allah, cause the earth to tremor beneath their feet. Oh Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Ad and Thamud. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta Adam wa Thamud. Allahumma arina fihim ajaib qudratik. Allahumma arina fihim ajaib qudratik. Allahumma arina fihim ajaib qudratik. Oh Allah, those who have passed away, oh Allah, fill their qabrs with noor. Oh Allah, those who have passed away, fill their qabrs with noor. Allahumma ighfir li mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum wa akrim nuzulahum wa wassi' mudkhalahum wa ighsilhum bil ma'i wath-thalji wal-barad wa naqqihim min adh-dhunubi wal-khataya kama yunqqa ath-thawb al-abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum warhihum wadkhilhum wasakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma jazihim bil hasanati ihsana wa bis sayyiati 'afwan wa ghufrana. Oh Allah, those who have passed away, fill their qabrs with noor, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, we have to pass away and die and go to you, come to you one day. Oh Allah, when the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madinah Munawwara at the Rawza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah on our lips. Oh Allah, grant us your love, your true love, the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true love and azmat of Makkah Muazzama and Madinah Tayyibah and Masjid al-Aqsa, the true love of the ulama ikram, the true love of your lovers, oh my beloved Allah. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amali yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Allahumma aj'al hubbaka habba ilayna min anfusina wa amwalina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Oh Allah, grant us your true love, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, when we pass away and leave this world, oh Allah, do not punish us in this world. Oh Allah, do not punish us in the qabr. Do not punish us in the hashar. Do not punish us on the day of qiyamah, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, cause us to cross the pul sirat like the speed of lightning and enter us into jannat without reckoning, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, do not take account of our sins on the day of qiyamah, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, we cannot even give account for our good deeds. Ya Allah, if you ask us how we performed our salah, how we gave our zakat, oh Allah, we cannot even give account for our good deeds, oh my beloved Allah. How are we going to give account for our sins? How are we going to give account for our sins, oh my beloved Allah? Therefore, my beloved, Allah enters into Jannat without Hisab Kitab. Oh Allah, enters into Jannat without reckoning, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, accept all the works of Deen that are taking place. Oh Allah, accept our small actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humari tooti phooti ibadaton ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, na qabile qubool hai, phir bhi qubool farma. Oh Allah, they are not worthy of acceptance, but still accept them. Oh Allah, you are Kareem. And Kareem is the one, alladhi yu'ti biduni al-istihqaqi wal-minna. The one who gives without a person being worthy. Oh Allah, we are not worthy. And you are Kareem. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. We are those unworthy servants of yours. But oh Allah, you are the one who bestows even the unworthy ones. Therefore, my beloved Allah, accept us. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, all that we have asked for, bless us with that. Ya Allah, and that we haven't asked for, because we are tired or because of time constraints, because we don't even know how to ask from you, O my beloved Allah. O Allah, grant us all those things that are necessary for us, all those things that will be good for us, O Allah. Like how a father gives the son, without the son even asking. O my beloved Allah, you are more Kareem and more Rahim than that father. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, jo manga hai wo bhi ata farma, be mange dono jahan naseeb farma. Ya Allah, deen bhi de, dunya bhi de, akhirat bhi de. Ya Allah, deen bhi de, dunya bhi de, akhirat bhi de. Ya Allah, all the goodness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Ya Allah, bless our wives and children with that goodness, our families with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, our brothers and sisters with that goodness. Ya Allah, and all the evils and mischief and corruption that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for protection from. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an, wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim, wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa maulana Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.